This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian forces are making a major effort to punch through Russian defense lines in southeast Ukraine for a second day. Kyiv authorities say their forces are increasing offensive operations and making gains, but suggest some of the Russian announcements were misinformation as speculation grows about a widely anticipated counteroffensive after more than 15 months of war. India opened an official investigation on Monday into its deadliest rail crash in more than two decades, as findings suggest signal failure caused the collision that killed at least 275 and injured more than 1,000 people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Trains resumed running on a repaired section of the line, crawling past mangled compartments and workers by the trackside. About 75 miles away in Kharagpur in West Bengal state, railway officials and witnesses gathered to submit evidence to a two-day inquiry led by the Rail Safety Commissioner. The Coromandel Express hit the stationary freight train at 80 miles per hour. That crash caused the engine and first four or five coaches of the moving passenger train to jump the tracks, topple, and hit the last two coaches of a train heading in the opposite direction at a similar speed.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The White House said on Monday actions by China in the Taiwan Strait and South China Sea raises the risk of an error where someone gets hurt.
Sadly, these are part and parcel of an increasing level of aggressiveness by the PLA, the PRC's military, particularly in the area of the Taiwan Strait and in the South China Sea.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby. This is VOA News. Turkey's newly re-elected president Recep Tayyip Erdogan is facing the challenge of balancing ties with Russia and Western allies. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan takes his presidential oath for a third time, as analysts predict foreign policy will be a priority in Erdogan's bid to make Turkey a 21st century power. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, attending Erdogan's swearing-in ceremony, lobbied Turkey to lift its veto of Sweden's membership bid when leaders of the alliance hold a summit next month. Stoltenberg says Stockholm has addressed Ankara's calls to crack down on terrorist groups that target the Turkish government. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Flooding from torrential rains in Haiti has left at least 42 people dead over the past couple days and dozens more missing and injured, officials said on Monday. Over 13,600 homes are also listed as flooded. The Civil Protection Agency said on Twitter on Monday the death toll had risen since Sunday night after floods over the weekend hit various parts of the country, including near the capital, Port-au-Prince. Convicted Russian spy and former American FBI agent Robert Hansen has died in prison in Colorado, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Hansen's connection with Russia was revealed in 2001.
He was arrested while in the process of using a Fairfax County dead drop to clandestinely provide classified documents to his Russian handlers.
That's then FBI Director Louis Freeh. Hansen took more than $1 million in cash and diamonds to trade secrets with Russia and the former Soviet Union. He'd been serving a life term. A source tells the AP Hansen is believed to have died of natural causes. He was 79. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. investigators say it will take days to gather highly fragmented debris from a small plane that flew over the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and crashed in nearby Virginia, killing four people. Aviation officials said Monday the pilot and three passengers were killed, and the plane was quote-unquote destroyed in the crash. An NTSB investigator told reporters Monday it will take at least 3 to 4 days for investigators to reach the remote crash site. Find more on our website, including the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran, and all the day's news and information on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.